Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Man Fattara Sa'iman, the chapter on the virtue of one who feeds a fasting person at the time of iftar. وَفَضْلِ الصَّائِمِ الَّذِي يُؤْكَلُ عِنْدَهُ, and the virtue of a fasting person in whose presence other people are eating. This person is fasting and in his presence other people are eating. What reward there is for this type of fasting person. وَدُعَاءِ الْآكِلِ لِلْمَأْكُولِ عِنْدَهُ, and the dua that the fasting person should make for his host. Person who is being hosted by somebody is fasting, and now somebody has invited him, somebody has fed him, somebody has given him something to break his fast. What dua should he make for the host? So this also we have been taught by the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for every occasion there is a dua, every occasion there is something to do. Person is not left stranded. So many different things we are taught. And something else we see from the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give so much. So much he wants to give, that the person, all he did was he made little bit of sabr. He was fasting and people were eating, and yet we'll see it in today's hadith. So much of reward there is for this type of person also. He didn't do anything extra. His people were eating around him. He made little bit of sabr, and then the reward is so great. Or person just gave some fasting person something to eat, and what reward this person is getting for feeding. So all this we will find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming today. And Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu an an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mislu ajrihi ghayra annahu la yunqasu min ajri as-sa'imi shay'un, rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Hadha Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, one who feeds a fasting person at the time of iftar receives a reward similar to this fasting person, without the reward of the fasting person decreasing in any way. One who feeds a fasting person, he gets a reward similar to that person that has fasted, without that fasting person's reward decreasing in any way. So imagine, just by feeding a fasting person, the person is getting the reward of fasting. Such an easy way to get the reward of fasting. And we find if a person goes to, example, Medina Sharif, other places of the world, you'll see this also. In our country also, you'll see there is a feeding atmosphere that in the time of Ramadan, etc., the people are feeding. But this is something that is very noticeable, that from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam time, the people had the love of feeding and feeding. Even up till now, a person goes to the haram, it is very difficult. Those people in the heat, you'll see them coming with their trolleys. In that heat, what time they must have packed, because generally Asr is early there. So by Asr time, they're already there, they pack their trolleys from coming from far. They come and they lay the dastarkhans out, they put the things down, and then they're standing and waiting, any person that is entering the masjid, catching them by the hand, please be my guest. Please be my guest. Sometimes if a person wants to go sit inside the haram, he'll have to make excuses to so many different people before he can get to the place he wants to sit, because everyone wants to pull him towards their dastarkhan. What an atmosphere has been created because of the reward of feeding a fasting person. Person is getting the reward of the fast himself just by feeding a fasting person. So therefore, if we have the opportunity of participating in any of these feeding schemes, or any opportunity we get, even if it's a khajur, we bring one extra khajur. We know people are fasting, it may be the month of Ramadan, or it may be some day where people are fasting, then we should carry one extra and give that person. Even if it means us giving that person and taking from him, so he also gets the opportunity of feeding a fasting person. We also get the opportunity of feeding a fasting person. So much reward there is. And Ummi Umarata al-Ansariyah radiyallahu anha, an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala alayha. Hazrat Ummi Umara al-Ansariya radiyallahu anha, she narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there, entered upon her. فَقَدَّمَتْ إِلَيْهِ طَعَامًا. So what she did naturally, she presented food to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ كُلِي. Look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, you eat. In other words, that I'm not going to be the only person eating, you also eat. We learn something from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had that necessary ilm, what Allah had given him. Many people, they go to extremes, and they say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had knowledge of everything. He was alimul ghayb, even those things that were unseen, he had knowledge of. He had knowledge of those things that Allah had given him knowledge. Many things Allah Pak didn't give him the knowledge, so he didn't have the knowledge. What Allah Pak felt is necessary for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to know, Nabi alayhi sallam knew. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this woman, could he eat? So now this woman replies, فَقَالَتْ إِنِّي صَاهِمَا, that I am fasting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know she was fasting. If he knew she was fasting, he wouldn't be telling her to eat. So now she's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that verily I am fasting. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ الصَّائِمَ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ إِذَا أُكِلَ عِنْدَهُ حَتَّى يَفْرَهُ وَرُبَّمَا قَالَ حَتَّى يَشْبَعُ. رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ then told her that the angels supplicate, they make special dua for a person that is fasting, and when people are eating in his presence. So this person is fasting, but people are eating in his presence. What reward he's getting is the malaika making special dua for this person. People are eating there and you are fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this. The malaika makes special dua for this person. And when he is fasting and people are eating in his presence, right until the time that those people that are eating finish eat, or perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, until those people are satisfied, they've eaten till they're full, up till then, the malaika is making dua for this person because he is fasting in that condition. Therefore, a person shouldn't feel hurt. He shouldn't feel affected. Shout people, why are you eating in front of me? He's fasting and they're eating, let them eat. Although the adab is a person that is not fasting, he shouldn't eat in front of a fasting person. But a person who's fasting, he shouldn't make a noise about it, because he should think that, yeah, the malaika are making dua for me. The longer these people are eating there, the more duas I'm getting. So why should I be fighting with these people and tell them, don't eat in front of me? I'm getting so much of dua. This is how the fasting person should be thinking. This time I'll mention a small incident at the end. And Anas radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam جاء إلى سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه فجاء بخبز وزيت. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه سيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he came to حضرت سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه. حضرت سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه فجاء بخبز وزيت, he brought bread and he brought olive oil for رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How simple they were. We sometimes feel only if I got biryani, even if only if I got a special type of a dish, then only I can call the visitors. Yeah, who the greatest of visitors came? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he presented? Bread and olive oil. It shows us that if a person's heart is clean, a person is on simplicity, he can host anybody. And the guest will be happy and the host will be happy. Sometimes you can put the best of foods in front of a person, yet that person will feel that I haven't hosted well, and the guest also will feel that I didn't get the best type of reception. It shows when the hearts are clean, it doesn't matter what is there, that muhabbat is still there, that love is still there. There's no type of takalluf. It becomes very easy for a person to feed. It becomes very easy to host people. If the person is on simplicity, the hearts are clean, the muhabbat is the overriding factor. So yeah, Rasulullah SAW came to visit him. What did he present? He presented bread and olive oil. فَأَمَّا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua for him. Now this is the third part of this section that we bring today. What dua should a person make for his host after eating at his place? Person has been hosted at somebody's house. After we've eaten there, what dua do we make for that host? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now made dua for Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu. Aftara indakum as-sa'imun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him that may the fasting people have iftar by you. May the fasting people have iftar by you. What a beautiful dua. In other words, may you get the reward of all those people that are fasting. May you get the reward also of all the people that are fasting. Aftara indakum as-sa'imun, may the fasting people break the fast by you. Wa akala ta'amukum al-abrar, and may the pious people eat your food. Why Rasulullah said pious people? It's because when a pious person eats the food, the energy that he gets, he'll do good deeds with it, he'll do good actions with it. And because you are a means of that person getting that extra energy and doing the good deeds, you're also getting the reward of the good deeds by feeding a pious person. So may the pious people eat by you. What a beautiful dua. And the third part of the dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَسَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, and may the malaika make dua for you. Such a beautiful thing. You should try and remember it. If you don't remember the Arabic, at least try and remember the English. That may the fasting person eat by you. May the pious people eat your food. And the third thing is, may the malaika make dua for you. وَسَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Actually, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua in the last part is, may you remain with istiqamat upon iman. Why? Because malaika make dua for that person that is firm upon iman. That person that has got iman, malaika make dua for that person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indirectly saying that may you have iman. And the other part of the dua, ulama explained, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually saying, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that may the pious people eat your food. May you have afiyat with you. May you have good wealth with you. May you have abundance with you. To such an extent, the pious people also can come and benefit from you. They can eat from you. They can come and have a meal by you because of this well-being. Wasn't he sick? And generally he can't host. So indirectly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for good health, making dua for blessing, making dua for abundance in this one dua. Such a comprehensive dua. Aftara indakum as-sahimun. May the fasting people break their fast by you. May the righteous people eat your food. And may the angels make dua for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the dua.